After a weekend celebrating 25 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall, you could call this a reality check. A report out today raises the possibility of a new Cold War. Concern about that has been rising amid growing tensions between Russia and the West, especially over Ukraine. Ian Kearns directs the European Leadership Network, the research group that prepared the report.
We've seen recently a submarine hunt off the coast of Sweden, which was widely believed to have been a Russian mini-submarine, probably on intelligence gathering activities. And there was another serious incident in the Black Sea when a Canadian warship locked radar on Russian warplanes that were in the vicinity, and that the warship effectively was worried that it might be the subject of an attack and was preparing to defend itself. So there seems to be a more assertive Russian military posture just now. It's bordering on aggressive. There have been simulated cruise missile attack runs against Denmark and also against the United States and Canada, and they suggest a much more assertive, even aggressive posture on the part of the Russian military.
As for that thing that was in the waters off of Stockholm, I gather the Russians have denied that it was theirs, if it was a sub. But for these other incidents, I mean, why do you think they're happening now?
Well, our analysis is that there are a number of things going on. The first is that what President Putin, I think, is trying to do, having invested a lot of money in the Russian military in recent years, is beginning to flex Russian military muscle and to demonstrate to people in the West that, if you like, in shorthand, Russia is back as a military power and needs to be treated with respect. It's also, I think, trying to intimidate some of its neighbors in the Baltic states with a view to letting them know that Russia is a serious military player and can cause an enormous amount of trouble should it wish to do so. But I think there's also an element of just testing how good the NATO defenses are. So there are a number of different elements to this, but they are all rolled up. They tend to suggest a Russia that's trying to communicate that it's a serious military player again and needs to be treated with respect.
And all the 40-some-odd examples that you've put in your report of this Russian aggression occurred in the past 12 months?
We've documented them in the last 8 months or so, since March, essentially since the outbreak of the Ukraine crisis, as a Russia-West confrontation as well as a confrontation inside Ukraine.
One of the recommendations of your report is that all sides should exercise military and political restraint. How do you actually promote that?
Well, at the end of the day, the diplomatic challenge, therefore, is, I think, is that we have to explain to Putin and those around him that what Russia is doing is not in Russia's national security interests. People may say that that's a tall order, but I would just point out to you that in the last few days, the Chinese and Japanese have negotiated a crisis management arrangement in the East China Sea. They've been having problems where their militaries have been coming up close against each other over disputed islands. And both of the leaderships of those countries have just realized, I think, the risks that they were taking and the potential danger that they were in. And they've now decided to negotiate arrangements which allow their militaries to communicate more effectively with each other to make sure something bad doesn't happen unintentionally.
What is your worst fear? Where does that risk go in a worst-case scenario?
Well, history tells us that one of the big problems is often that events begin to drive policy and events get a dynamic of their own. That's the big risk here, that, you know, there's an incident, potentially one incident, which escalates into something else and triggers a dynamic in which both sides believe their prestige and their interests are sufficiently at stake that it's very difficult for either of them to de-escalate. Then there's been a lot of talk about a new Cold War and so on in recent months. We're in a confrontation with Russia. I think lots of people understand that. Many fewer people seem to understand is that that confrontation now has to be managed.
And it's not being managed properly yet, is your opinion?
Our militaries are not talking to each other at the moment. We don't know what they're doing, when they're going to do it, where they're going to do it. Neither do they in terms of what NATO militaries are doing. That situation is just ripe for unintended escalation. We badly need some kind of military-to-military communication and coordination. That would increase predictability on all sides and therefore stability and give leaders and commanders on the ground much more time to make sensible decisions rather than to feel that they're under possible attack, requiring a quick decision to retaliate or take some kind of defensive action.
Ian Kearns, the director of the European Leadership Network, thank you.
You're welcome.